Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about buying water trucks. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right. Also, we're affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Hats, shirts, shoes, jackets, raincoats, you name it. Anything with the cat logo on it. Then go to this website at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to a podcast. Summer has created a floor amongst everyone, and right across all the states in the United States. People are finding it hard to tackle the heat, and many are leaving for a short vacation to places where they can find the weather to be a bit cold. Well, people can manage to move to the cold places, but not the industry. There are businesses that can be done at the present location. You can't complete them remotely. For instance, people who are connected with the construction industry have to stay at the job site and ensure the work is done. These set of people can't move to a colder destination to take care of their business. They have to manage their stuff by remaining right there on the spot. So as far as the construction business is concerned during the summer, the job site becomes hotter, and in the order to get it mild, the only solution is to continuously spray water on the ground with a water truck. By applying that method, one can manage to tackle the problem of dust as well as can also keep the heat level under control. The above method is not only the application of the construction job site, but also largely relevant in a mining site or industry. It is to be believed that the temperature in a mining job site is relatively hotter than the construction site. Therefore, the use of water trucks to spray water is more needed in a mining job site. This very need of cooling down the site temperature has raised the demand for water trucks, and which is why heavy equipment companies are in the mode of manufacturing water trucks. Through the demand of these trucks goes skyrocketing during the summer. It also does a decent amount of business during the other seasons. Since it is widely used to keep the dust control under control and keep many airborne elements at bay, it has therefore become a widely accepted tool for dust management. Water trucks are not as expensive as you get other heavy equipment. You may find that well in your budget, which is having a water truck in your budget, is always well to have. For new companies who have just established their business, may not have allocated fund resources for buying a water truck, can go for other mediums to procure one. They can go for one that has been repossessed by banks and later sell them at an unexpected low price, or they know someone who is interested in getting rid of one of their old water trucks, which is still functioning properly. They can bargain, get it at a good price. So buying a water truck should not be a problem for those who really want to counter the issue of the extensive dirt floating in the air and rising temperature in the temperature level in the job site. Remember, a lot of these job sites have to have water trucks on here for dust control. It is their little city law that they'll get shut down if they don't have it. Bank loans are also easily provided in just in case you see that you are short of finance and need some sort of financial assistance. All you need to do is approach a bank with whom you have been transacting for a while and check if they can provide you a loan with lower interest rate. Again, you have to have water trucks on a lot of these job sites. If you don't end up buying one, rent one. There's United Rentals, B&R Equipment, Sunbelt, stuff like that, that have lots of water trucks. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.